Base 16, the Book of Equanimity, the Shoyoroku. Attention. Myoku arrived at showcase place holding his three-ringed staff. He walked three times around the meditation seat of Shoke and thumped his staff twice, once. Shoke said, "Right, right." Myoku afterwards went to Nansen's place, walked three times around the meditation seat of Nansen and thumped his staff once. Nansen remarked, "Wrong, wrong." Myoku said, "Shoke said right. Why do you say wrong?" Nansen replied, "For Shoke it is right. For you it is wrong. What comes from the power of wind in the end becomes broken and crumbled." So this is the 16th case of the Book of Equanimity, the Shoyoroku. It's also the exact same case is the 31st case of the Heikigan Roku, the Blue Cliff Record. These two collections were compiled about 100 years apart, first the Blue Cliff Record and the Book of Equanimity, the Shoyoroku, about 100 years later, about, can't say exactly. Nevertheless, it's likely that the compilers did not know, of the Shoyoroku, did not know the contents of the Blue Cliff Record, though we don't know for sure. What's also interesting is even though it's the exact same case, the capping phrases are different. So for the first part where Shoke says correct, the capping phrase is by Secho says wrong. For the second time, after Myoku walks around Nansen, Nansen says wrong or incorrect, the capping phrase says wrong. However, if we look at the capping phrases in the Book of Equanimity, for the first capping phrase for right is, "For the moment, I believe half of it." And then for nonsense wrong, he says, "Again, I believe half of it for this moment." So what's going on here? Now, this case is clearly significant since both collections pick it up. Of course, we start with attention. The rest of the case is secondary. I really shouldn't say secondary. The rest of the case is already contained in attention. Nevertheless, we need to elaborate. Attention. The rest of practice is Myoku, also known in Chinese as Magu. Myoku is the way you pronounce his name in Sino-Japanese. With the ringed staff in his hand, comes and walks around, circles the meditation seat three times, thumps his staff, and stands there at attention. What is that? What is that? always, what is this? What do we make of her? What do you make of that? Is there something magical in this walking around three times and shaking the stair, dumping the stain? Is there something ordinary? What is it? What is this? Is always the fundamental practice life question. What is this? This. And when we say right, what is that? What is right? What is right? Is right, right as opposed to wrong? Well, we see that coming up here, because then Myoko goes to nonsense place, seemingly does the exact same thing, and nonsense says wrong or not right, depending upon how you translate. So what is that wrong? Right, wrong, what are they in our life? What do we make of things as right or wrong? Should or shouldn't? And what do we make? Is Myoko complaining? Shoke said right, how come you say wrong or not right? Right, wrong. What's this? You want to say Dharma combat, Dharma interaction that they're having there? But more important, what's the Dharma interaction that we're having with the universe, with all the beings that we encounter, with all the circumstances? And what do we make of right, wrong? Are they same? Are they different? Is it better to be right? Is it bad, worse to be wrong? Nonsense, further comment. Shoke is right, but you is not wrong. This is nothing but the whirling of the wind. In the end, it will perish. What is it? See, this case, obviously chosen by both the editors, collectors of these two collections, speaks to them as a good expression, teaching. But what is it? What is it that's going on here? Right, wrong, what do we make when someone says, oh, what you're doing is right? Or there's a right way to sit, you're sitting wrong. Whether it's in terms of Zen centers or in terms of universities or in terms of all sorts of controversies in our society, in our life, with people that we're close to and with people that we know nothing about, or with simply events. Even something as simple as the weather. Is it right, wrong? This store sells that for that much. That store sells it for more. The other store sells it for less. This is my condition now. this is not my condition now? Is it right? Wrong? How do we face and embrace this love, this attention right now? This attention right now. What do we make of the circumstances? The verse with this is very nice, so it adds a little more clarity. Right and wrong, watch out for the trap. It seems to be putting down, seems to be approving. Seems to be putting down, seems to be approving. We get into trouble with this in our life, approving, disapproving. It's hard to tell, the verse continuing, who is the elder, who is the younger. I mentioned last week that the three characters in this case, three persons in this case are all successors of Matsu, also known as Basso, who was a major Chan figure in the 8th century. So this is early, mid-8th century China. And supposedly he had 120 successors. And much of Chan Zen comes from his successors. Well, you could say the Rinzai school and the other existing Zen schools come from his side, and the other side is the Soto school, Cao Tung school, and comes from one of the other ancestors at that time. So, right, wrong, watch out for the trap. Seeming to put down, seeming to uphold. That's very good in the verse. Seeming to put down, seeming to uphold. Seeming to whom? To us, when we interpret them in such ways. So how do we not get caught in the seeming of things in life, which creates all sorts of trouble? The seeming that we ourselves add on. This is seemingly good. This is seemingly bad. This is seemingly what should happen to me. This is seemingly what shouldn't happen to me. Attention, right now. How do we take care of it to see right now this circling the sea, this thumping? How do we take care of and adapt and respond to the circumstance of the moment without being trapped, caught by our judgment, our seeming beliefs about it's good, it's not good? This is the fundamental practice form that moment by moment our life offers us. Do we get agitated, disturbed by circumstances that therefore blind us? this whirling of the wind that dissipates. But what do we have left in terms of our love? What do we make of our life that sometimes creates difficulty if we believe right and wrong? Are they both wrong? As I said, the comments in the Blue Cliff Record is when Shoke says correct, the comment is wrong. When Nonsense says incorrect or wrong, the comment again is wrong. Wrong, right, what I want, what I don't want. If we get blinded by those, then we can't be attentive, can't be our life. Instead, our reaction blinds us and causes a difficulty for us and for others in our life. How do we not hold on to biases, fixed ideas, or how do we at least see them without them causing trouble? How do we attend to them in an appropriate way without being hindered by our ideas of what it should and shouldn't, what's right, what's wrong? Sure, there are things that are right and wrong. If I spill something, I have to wipe it up. Excuse me. If I start yelling at myself or others because of what they spilled, then neither of us can take care of what needs to be done now. Right, wrong, should, shouldn't. Do we respond to the circumstances, to the clouds that appear in a way that's appropriate, to the rain, to the sunlight, to what I want, to what I don't want, to who should or shouldn't, to what makes sense and to what doesn't, whether it's close right here in my life, to the conditions of my body, my world, people here, or distance further away, or even things that, despite knowing that I can't do anything about the thunderstorm outside, I get upset, get angry. I had plans. Attention. Doing, not doing, judging, believing judgments, right, wrong. What's the clarity? What comes from the power of wind? The power of mind channel, the power of judgments, dreams, causes suffering and really does not enable us to live our life, much less serve, contribute, join with the life of the universe, the life of the beings who we share this moment with, we share this universe with, doesn't enable us to serve and take good care of what needs our attention. So please, attention.